ever just miss the gold standard? It's Home Economics on 95 BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Morena, Rupert, how are you?
Great, thank you.
And that's
you?
Good. Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well. Hope you had a nice weekend.
A very nice weekend. Nice and relaxing.
That's what we like to hear. Well, we've got people's money woes to deal with now, so I'm sure some people have probably had a really good weekend and now they're maybe regretting some of their decisions. So we might just jump straight into it. Let's go with a tax question. How about to kick us off this morning?
It is tax time.
It is tax time. It is that time of the year. Someone says, please explain how marginal tax works. Very confused. Lots of exclamation marks.
I think everyone's confused by marginal tax. So look, at its very simplest, the fundamental basis of the tax system is you will pay a tax rate depending on how much you earn. So if you earn below $10,000, I think that's tax-free. If you earn below $17,000, then it's a lower number.
Right.
And gradually, the more you earn, the more money you pay, up till if you earn over $70,000, it's over 33%, it's a 33% tax rate.
Okay. So that's what marginal tax
is. Yes. Exactly.
Aye, aye, aye. We've got more tax questions. Just to roll on from that, someone says, I have to pay $380 in tax. Does this mean my employer paid my tax wrong, or am I on the wrong code?
It is worth talking to your employer about, just to every now and then to double check you are on the right that you are on the right code.
Yeah.
It's a conversation worth having. But no, there are lots of different things that might have happened. You might have ended up working a few more hours than you had expected. You might have got income from other places. There are lots of different reasons.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it is always good to check every now and then with your employer what tax code you are on to make sure this doesn't happen again.
So does that mean when you say you might have worked some more hours, does that mean that because you worked more hours and got paid for those, it's bumped you up into a higher...
marginal tax rate.
Yeah, right.
There we go. Look at
there
that.
I'm getting it.
We're doing some learning on a Monday. This one's about banks. Is changing banks more trouble than it's worth?
No.
No.
Look, it's pretty easy to change banks these days. You do need to set up your direct debits. You do need to do all of that kind of stuff. But fundamentally, it is something you should look at. You should always, in choosing your bank account, you need to make sure you've got a current account, which has as lower fees as you can possibly get, ideally free.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them these days, you can get free current accounts and free transactions. If you're not, move, find a bank that will do that for you. But the other really important piece is, you don't need to have everything with a single bank. So you can have your current account with one bank, you can have a savings account or term deposits with someone else.
Right.
KiwiSaver, preferably with a specialist KiwiSaver provider, you can have your mortgage somewhere else. What you really need to avoid is falling into that trap of thinking, okay, I'm an ASB customer, I've been an ASB customer since I've been 5 years old, therefore I need to have everything with that.
Right.
Shop around. You will get much better deals if you look at each product individually.
When you say shop around, does that mean sort of go into banks, tell them your situation and see what they can offer you?
Yeah. Or looking online, right? Fundamentally,
right.
For most people, what do they want from a bank? They want a credit card, or hopefully not after our conversation last week, but a credit card. So the core of the relationship, a current account. Everyone needs one of those. After that, you can have a credit card, you can have a mortgage, you might have some savings that you want to put into a savings account, you might have a KiwiSaver. The trick is to do your research online. And try and figure out which of those products is best. Just because you're with someone, that's not a very good reason to take out another product with that provider.
So it's worth doing your homework.
Very much so.
There we go. At what point... Oh, this one's... You're doing some relationship counseling this morning. We've got a question here that says, at what point should I consider joining my account with my partner? What are the pros and cons?
This is definitely not a money question. This is far more relationship advice than money questions. Look, it depends on your own personal situation.
Right.
At the end of the day, there is no right time, there is no wrong time. I think my relationship advice would be, relationship is all about trust. And if having a joint bank account is an important sign of trust, then it is something you should think about. Maybe you can take a halfway house in between, such as setting up a joint account.
There you go.
That's what me and my partner did pretty early on. You set up a joint account to run your expenses and run everything through, and then you quickly realise you're the only one putting into the joint account.
Is it beneficial to have a joint account? Makes no difference.
It can make life easier.
Yeah.
It depends, right? Money, unfortunately, again, I'm no expert, but I would guess money is one of the biggest reasons that relationships break up or relationships get into struggle. Yep. And so it's all about figuring out what works for you and your partner and making sure that money is not the reason that you're at each other's throats.
Mm.
That's a very sensible piece of advice there, Rupert. I think you pass your love doctor test for something for the morning. We should get you a different sting for that, Rupert's relationship advice. We've got a couple more questions here. Someone says, when should I start contributing to my KiwiSaver?
Look, we're getting this a lot at the moment, particularly coming out of some of the university students. So for us, also, the advice is you start as early as you can. The beauty about money is money earns money. And that once you've invested a little bit, then that money will earn money on its own. So the earlier you can start contributing, whether it be contributing for a first home, whether it be starting contributing for your retirement, the easier it will be to hit your savings goals. What we do know is if you leave it till, if you want to start saving for your retirement, if you start at the age of 40, that's going to be really hard. But so the earlier you can get started, the better. And the beauty about KiwiSaver is it's 3% of your wage. Hopefully you don't even notice it coming out.
Yeah.
So even if you kind of 18-year-old as a student, you're doing some small jobs on the way through, just being able to tick in 3% each time you get paid, you will be astounded at how quickly that builds up into something, and you've probably never even seen it come out.
And usually your employer will match that, right?
Exactly.
So,
one of the reasons why KiwiSaver grows so much is you put in 3%, usually your employer will then match that with another 3%. And then if you put in $1,000 a year, the government will give you another $500 as well.
Whoa,
so free money.
A lot of free money.
Ooh,
so you can quickly turn your $20, $10 a week, or $20 a week if you put that in, that very quickly turns into about $50, $60 of contributions.
Awesome. That is really good. And then very last question we've got is, how can I contribute to my KiwiSaver if I'm self-employed?
Another big one at the moment. It's really easy. People think, oh, I'm not employed, or I am not a salaried employee, so therefore I can't contribute. There are two really easy ways. One is you can sign up to KiwiSaver and you can make your voluntary contributions. So you can set up a direct debit every single week for money to come out. Though that can be hard because your income is lumpy.
Yeah.
The other way, there are platforms that have been set up. So a platform like Henry, which will actually allow you to treat yourself as an employed salaried person. So
what's Henry? Who is Henry?
Henry is a independent contractor's kind of salary payroll tax service that's been set up out of Wellington. And what they'll do is they'll just say, okay, we'll deduct 3% or 5% or whatever the number is of your income, exactly the same as an employer would. At the same time, they'll deal with all your tax, so you're not kind of sitting there like I am right now in July, trying desperately to sort out my tax things in the next couple of days.
Because
they've dealt with it all for me.
Yes.
Ah, nice.
That sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Rupert. Once again, some very wise advice and a little bit of relationship counselling too, thrown in for good measure.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, see you next Monday. Thank you all.
Ka kite.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95 BFM.